author Curtis Segreca, author of the Blind Vision series, three books in all, helps us take a little bit of a look ahead to the 112th Congress. We're certainly familiar with the political makeup of the new Congress, and there are some really interesting things that are going to happen coming up sometime in the spring. Congress will have to deal with the debt ceiling. Can you even surmise how that situation could play out, Curtis?
Well, it's going to become a battle, that's for sure. You know, it's going to be a distinction that the Congress is going to toss out on the boards as to, one, whether or not they can spend us into prosperity by creating more debt, and whether or not the political machinery will respond by seeing what it is they can get in exchange for raising the debt ceiling.
Right, and the and in exchange for raising the debt ceiling, one suspects that the new Republican majority in the House, which controls the purse strings, will insist upon some corresponding changes to spending levels before the debt ceiling is raised. That's where the rubber's going to meet the road, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's an interesting dialogue that is not being had in the equation, which, of course, doesn't surprise us. Debt load at $14.3 trillion and a GDP that's not much larger at 14.7.
Right.
So the U.S. is at 100% debt load, far in excess of where Greece was when it collapsed. We got Spain and Portugal coming in right behind it. But I'm always concerned and curious why no one ever asks the question, and that's this. Why not just simply cut it? Why not simply cut spending?
Right.
Why not go after not only what they call discretionary spending, but that component of the budget that just bleeds the nation year after year?
Well, there's no question about it, and that, of course, was one of the big arguments in the recent midterm elections, and we saw what happened at that point, and obviously certain aspects of the establishment in Washington not that concerned about the debt and what it means leading forward. Your conjecture on the 112th Congress, author Curtis Segreca, in terms of Obamacare, looks like the Republicans in the House are moving ahead with their attempts to repeal, although large segments of the media are simply touting it as symbolic. Is it more than symbolic?
Well, I think that it's the political response to a promise in the midterm elections, and I think that's probably the more relevant symbolic wise, because the question really becomes, you know, if Obama, there's two answers to this question, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
There's the political response that Obama could take that could strategically position him aggressively ahead of the curve for the 2012 election,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the functional response that the government should take in responding to the idea of national health care. And that is, so if you take the first one, Obama could really do something really magical,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better word, if he got out ahead of what the Congress is doing and simply said something like this. This would be strategic Obama, okay? I'll tell you what, Congress, I'll be willing to give you Obamacare on a platter if you come up with something in exchange for it.
Right.
In other words, you come up with a viable alternative, and you won't even have to rebuild Obamacare. I'll tell you what, I will actually send a bill to Congress for you to do that. But you have to give me something in exchange.
All right. That certainly is a starting point with respect to that as we move further along. Thoughts on the debt ceiling and where it may or may not need to go, and the early part of the whole game of the repeal of Obamacare. Author Curtis Segreca, as always, we appreciate your thoughts. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Mike, always a privilege to be with you. All the best, and thanks for the time.